Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Wednesday. We are in our second Wednesday of December already, and we are here with our next special guest from Helke Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We have Sarah Zilke.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah. You are the assistant manager, and you are a licensed funeral director, correct?
Correct.
All right. Tell us a little bit about that. What do you do there?
Well, so I started, in funeral service, you have to do an apprenticeship, a year apprenticeship. So I started as an apprentice at Brainerd in 2009 and have been a funeral director, you know, that whole time up until the past couple of months. I was able to move into the role as assistant manager, which I'm still doing my funeral director duties, still meeting with families, still working on some of the prep room kind of things. But I get to have more of a leadership role in the funeral home, which has been a learning experience for me. It's been a challenge, but it's been a good challenge. And I really feel, like I can kind of make the funeral home more of what I want it to be, which has been a nice change.
Very good.
Yeah.
And in true Wellness Wednesday fashion, we have some questions for you.
Okay.
Because every newbie gets these questions, so we know what we're dealing with in here.
Okay.
So my first one is, when I say the word wellness, what does that mean to you personally?
Wellness to me means taking care of yourself, and taking care of yourself in a physical sense, taking care of yourself in a mental capacity, emotional, spiritual, just all around well-being, which I don't know if you can use well-being as a definition of wellness, but just taking care of yourself.
That has been, and I always tell this after the fact, because pretty much everybody that's come in here says that. It's about balance.
Yeah.
Which is kind of neat. I like that because it means that we're all on the same page and we could be doing better.
Yeah. Yes.
So, and I did a little stalking of you and I found out you've got a little bit different background. So what do you do for yourself to keep yourself well?
Admittedly, I'm kind of in a season of my life where maybe I'm not doing the best at keeping myself well. It's something that I need to work on and focus on a little bit more. I have 3 young kids, 8, 6, and 5, and working full time. And I just admittedly, I don't spend as much time on myself as I should. How I have in the past and how I would like to work on myself more is by moving my body more. Before kids, that would mean I did a couple of half marathons. I did some triathlons. Like, I was very, very active. I don't think in the season in life that I'm in now that that's realistic, but I have a dog. I would love to take my dog for a walk more and just move my body more. I think when I'm active, I feel better in many ways. So that I need to work on more. My mental wellness, I also can continue to work on, kind of ebbs and flows, but just trying to take time for myself when I can, relaxing when I can. Sometimes I get so wound up and so stressed, and it's just not taking myself so seriously. You know, life's not really that serious. It doesn't need to be. So working on that kind of thing. Spiritually, I am a Christian. I know other people have other beliefs, but I am a Christian. Again, don't go to church as much as I should, but just being able to lean on that, those beliefs and that background is important to me as well.
I feel like some people would say 3 kids under the age of 10 would be like a half marathon.
Yeah. Yes. It's exhausting.
On like any given day, but it's a different kind
yes,
of thing, right?
Yes, exactly.
That pleasurable going for a run and
exactly.
endorphins. It's,
just yes, exactly.
But you should get them all incorporated. You guys could do like family marathons or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Whichever
exactly.
kid makes it to the end gets the extra cookie, right?
Right.
No, I gotta help you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll try that.
And you have a background in physical education, right? You actually went to school originally.
Yep, initially after high school, I went to school at UW-Eau Claire for athletic training. And I loved it, but I really don't have a reason as to why I switched gears. Just something was pulling me in a different direction. My family was absolutely shocked. My now husband was absolutely shocked because funeral service is not in my family. I'm the first one. So something was pulling me in a different direction, and I ended up going to school for mortuary science. So,
all right. And that is a perfect place. You took us right to time. It was Fantastic, Sarah. Oh. Good job. So we're going to hear from Helki really quick. We're going to take our break.
Okay.
And then perfect spot to stop, because then when we come back, we're going to ask you what you do for others' wellness. And then that's where we're going to talk about your career switch. So
perfect.
All right. We'll be right back after we hear a message from Helki. Welcome back, everyone, and thanks for hanging out and sticking with us on this second Wellness Wednesday of December. We are here with our special guest, Sarah Zilke. She is the assistant manager and licensed funeral director at Helki Funeral Home and Cremation Services. And we just talked to her a little bit about her feelings on wellness, what she does for herself. So we have our third question now, Sarah. This one is, what do you do for others' wellness? So tell us about your job with Helki and what you do for everyone.
Sure. So there's multiple aspects of being a funeral director. It's not just meeting with families and doing funerals. There's a whole other aspect to it. But as far as wellness is concerned and how I kind of work with people for that, it is the funeral director aspect of my job. So that entails meeting with families when a loved one has passed, all sorts of different emotions that happen at that time, depending on the cause of death and the nature of the death. I mean, sometimes it is a very somber, sad time. And other times it is kind of really more of a celebration. Like, of course, we're still always sad to lose that loved one, but, you know, they've lived a good life and we're truly celebrating that life. So, I mean, it's really different for each family that we serve and what we do. And it's just allowing them to be in that space, whatever that space is. You know, if it is a celebration, allowing them to laugh. I mean, sometimes we think of funerals as such a serious thing, but it doesn't have to be. You know, we can laugh, we can share stories, we can share memories, and that is healing. It really is. It seems that the trend is leaning towards cremation with no services. We call that a direct cremation. It seems that that is kind of being the trend. And I always try to encourage people to do something, whether that is at the funeral home or church, or whether that's in a different space at a park or a restaurant or whatever that may be. But that is really important, is to allow yourself that time and that space to talk about the deceased and have that healing time, whatever that looks like for people.
And last week we had Kelly Trudeau here, yep, which works with you also, mm-hmm, as a licensed funeral director. And she had kind of mentioned that same thing too about how things have changed, but that process has been abbreviated, and probably mostly because of COVID, when COVID happened, right?
Yes.
And now people are just not as traditional. Is that a good, yep, word to say? Funerals used to be quite a process in days and things, and now it's streamlined. Is that safe to say? It's like a little more streamlined?
Yeah, I would agree with that statement for sure. Things used to be very cookie cutter, the same thing every time at a church, night before visitation at the funeral home, everything the next day at church. And it's not necessarily that anymore. And some people still do that, and that's wonderful too, but there's other ways people are doing things.
Sure. And you guys too, I know one of the things you don't per se do, but your team does, is you guys have pre-care and post-care. So you have, obviously everybody thinks of the stuff in the middle,
or right,
you don't think of it in the middle, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just, that's the funeral, it's over, it's done. But you guys are full service.
Full service, yeah, exactly. I mean, we do have a pre-planning specialist where she is able to sit down with people and give them options. Sometimes you're not even aware of what we can do. I mean, again, things aren't cookie cutter like they used to be. So there's so many options. So they can give you your options. They can sit down and explain pricing to you. And then that allows the people to make an informed decision without that emotional aspect, because we all know when we're emotional, we're not thinking the most logically. So that's huge, to be able to take that emotional aspect out of it, plan ahead of time. It's a huge, huge help for your family down the road. No, it's not always a fun thing to think about and to do, but huge advantage to your family down the road. And then the aftercare is an awesome, awesome resource as well. We have an aftercare specialist, Mary Jarvis, who, that's her job, is to follow up with people afterwards, provide them with resources. We have grief groups, we have reading material, we have all sorts of resources for people. And that's where Mary connects with people after the fact.
And one of my themes, if you will, was going to be for December, since we were talking with you guys too, was ghosts of Christmas past.
Yes.
So of course we're just about out of time for this on air, but I want to talk about that a little bit in the podcast section.
Okay.
And kind of how things have changed. You've been doing this since 2009.
Correct.
So that's when you started. So we've got a decent span of time to talk about in your day.
Are you calling me old?
No, not even at all. If you guys saw her in front of me, you would not think she's been doing this for that long. So no, not even a little bit, but just as some of the things and the practices that you obviously learned, mm-hmm, in becoming this role. So, mm-hmm, we're going to talk about that a little bit. And if anybody has any questions or maybe just wants to do some planning. Tell everybody how to get a hold of you at Helke or your team.
Sure.
And get stuff started.
Sure. So there's a variety of ways that people can reach out to us. You can go to our website. It's just helke.com. And there is a section in there, contact us, where you can submit your questions or whatever it may be online. It goes right to our email. You can always give us a call. Funeral service is a 24-hour gig, so you can get a hold of us at any time by just calling our main line. I think it's 715-842-3993. And you'll be able to get connected to a funeral director right away and can answer any questions that you may have at any time. So that's always a great resource. And again, even if you're not experiencing a death now, if you just have questions, you know, give us a call. That's what we're here for. So you can do that, email, however you need to get a hold of us.
Yeah, and I know from personal experience that the team at Helke is fantastic. So anybody out here listening, if you just have questions and you want to get started ahead, now's a great time to do it.
Yeah.
So thank you again, Sarah Zilke, Assistant Manager and Licensed Funeral Director at Helke Cremation and Funeral Services. Thank you so much for being in here today, and we're going to keep going and talk about some Ghosts of Christmas Past.
Okay.
So thanks for stopping in today, and we will talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, we are here still with Sarah Zilke, Assistant Manager, Licensed Funeral Director at Helke Funeral Home and Cremation Services. And in the first part of this, we talked a little bit about your background and that up until 2009, you were going to be an athletic trainer. Mm-hmm. And then you switched and you came into the funeral service. And you told us you didn't really have a reason, just felt a different calling, right? And you went this different direction. So what are some of the things that have changed since you started? Because you apprenticed right here in town too, right?
Correct. Yep. At Brainerd's. Yep.
Okay. So you've been in our area this whole time.
Yes.
So what have you seen?
I mean, a lot, as we touched on before, the change in attitude towards funerals in general, I think COVID really, really, I mean, it changed a lot in our world, but for sure in funeral service too. I mean, when you couldn't have more than what, six people at a gathering or something like that. So in that COVID time, when you had a limited amount of people allowed, we moved to a lot of live streaming, which I know a lot of places, churches and such have done. But that's not anything that we really did too much in the past. So kind of brought us into modern times where we've been live streaming services even today. You know, I think families are scattered all over the place more than they were in the past. So not people can't always be at the funeral service that they want to be at. So we still are live streaming services. They're available on our website, which is kind of a neat thing for people who can't make it. So that has changed a lot. Cremation rate continues to increase. I don't know if that's COVID related or I don't know what that is attributed to.
I was going to ask you, like, do you think it's a cost thing? Like, could it really come down to cost?
Definitely for some people. For some people, that is the factor. And then, yeah, cremation, specifically cremation with no services, is going to be the most cost effective service to choose from. So yes, that definitely has something to do with it for sure. You hear this from people, oh, just, you know, cremate me and I've heard throw my ashes in the garbage, you know, stuff like that, where people just don't seem to value that as much as they used to. I think they don't want to inconvenience people. We're so busy these days that people don't have time. I mean, I don't know. Just a change in attitude, a shift in attitude.
I know there was, I don't remember if it was with Brainerd last round that we had, or I remember talking about this with someone about the cremation portion, because there are people now that have like 30 urns.
Yeah.
Like they're gifted their relatives and now they're like, they have this giant shrine of their ancestors and don't really know like what do you do with it?
Well, that is something when I meet with families, I do try to tell them, let's at least start the discussion of what's going to happen with this urn after the service. Are you going to bury it? Are you going to scatter the ashes? There's lots of different options out there, but at least let's start this discussion because, yeah, you don't want the urn to end up in the back of the closet and then it gets handed down through the generations. And exactly what do you do with that urn? So definitely a good conversation to have. On that note, I think there are a lot of cool things that you can do with cremation. I don't know. There's just some neat things. I had the funeral of a geologist and I thought it was really neat. We can take cremated remains and you can solidify them.
I love the diamonds.
Yeah, you can do diamonds.
I would so do that if I had the means.
Yeah. This though, I can't remember what they're called. They solidify the cremated remains into rocks. So this geologist had his ashes made into rocks, and they scattered the rocks all over different state parks and stuff like that. There's cool jewelry that you can get with, we take people's fingerprints, and that fingerprint ends up on a piece of jewelry. I mean, there's just so many neat things out there that kind of can appeal to different people.
I think a lot of that is really, in my lifetime, we never saw that before.
Right.
So I think those are, I don't know if it's the right words to use, but fun.
Yeah.
Like instead of having this urn sitting on your shelf, I know I bought, when my dad passed away, I got a little fishing hook that you could put the cremains in.
Oh, cool.
So I could wear him all the time.
Yeah.
So I got one for me and one for my brother.
Yeah.
And, you know, we did stuff like that, but I didn't have the, what is it, like $20,000 to make him into a diamond.
Diamonds aren't going
to
be the most expensive route to go there.
But let me tell you what, I'd be wearing my dad big and proud if I could, you know, but I just, I think that's kind of cool because you can make it a keepsake.
Yeah.
And it's not, I mean, I just could imagine like a Flava Flav giant clock on, you know, but it's totally not like that. It's really respectful.
Mm-hmm.
They're really pretty, and they become heirlooms that won't sit in the back of the closet.
Right, right, exactly. And I think that's a big part of what's changed, too, is just the personalization of things. People don't seem to want that cookie cutter kind of thing. They want to make it unique to that person's life. And we have found all different means to do that, and we're open to all different ways that people can personalize things for their loved one. I mean, we've had Harley Davidsons in the funeral home. We've had UTVs. I mean, we're open to all sorts of different ideas to really memorialize and pay tribute to that person and the life that they lived.
I think that's really special that you guys are open to doing those things because, and I don't know, because there's only a couple of you around here that I've ever dealt with, but I would guess that there's places that are still very traditional and very...
Yeah, and some people want that still, and that's
right.
Wonderful. We can definitely accommodate that as well. I can speak for us at Helke and Brainerd, and we really take pride in what we can do for people and kind of enjoy the challenge of making things personalized for people and unique for people. So don't hesitate to request something that you might think is weird because we'll try to make it happen.
Well, and that's why I like talking with you guys in this format of the Wellness Wednesday because nobody wants to talk about death and funerals.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to deal with it. You know, we don't. It's a bad thing.
Yep.
It's a sad thing.
Yeah.
So talking about it more and bringing it more into everyday conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Just normalizing it. It is going to happen. Why not be prepared for it and
yep.
And do something maybe a little fun and meaningful for your family after the fact?
Yep, we're all going to have to face these things at some point. So, yeah, like you said, just normalizing it, talking about it, and yeah.
Yeah, very good. Well, I think that's probably a really good place to wrap it up for today, but great knowledge from you and really neat that you kind of changed your calling and went to something that's a little more meaningful.
Yeah.
Not that training and helping athletes isn't meaningful because I bet that they appreciate somebody looking out for them too. But, you know, this is a job that not a lot of people get into. So
yeah, it's not for everybody, but I'm glad to be here in Wausau doing it.
No, and I thank you and your team, the ones that I have met, have been fantastic. So anybody out there listening, get a hold of Helke and or Brainerd. And get this ball rolling, you know, get some information, know what's coming, especially in an instance like this, how nice to have that stuff already.
Yeah,
you don't
absolutely.
Have to deal with it then. You can just say goodbye to your loved one and have it all handled.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Thank you so much again, Sarah Zilke, Assistant Manager and Licensed Funeral Director at Helke Funeral Home and Cremation Services right here in Wausau since 2009. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.